So I'm here talking with Brittany. She said she wanted to share with me what the class is doing right now. What's the class doing, Brittany?
We're writing on chart paper what an effective reader does to be a good reader.
Okay.
And what they do when they get stuck.
And when I came in, you said, Mr. Cooper, can I show you what we're doing right now out of the blue? Why did you want to show me?
Because our teacher wanted to tell you about what an effective reader does.
Sure. So you said you had some questions.
And what we know. Do you know what an effective reader is?
To me, an effective reader thinks when they read. When they see words and phrases and pictures that are painted in the writing, makes their brain go around, I guess, and makes them develop new ideas and make connections.
And what do you do when you get stuck when you're reading?
When I'm stuck when I'm reading, sometimes I kind of check out, like I start to daydream a little bit, so I just stop reading, I put the book down, I save my spot, I go and get some physical exercise, and then I come back to my book after. But do you mean if I'm stuck on like a word I don't know?
Yeah.
I use a sound it out strategy. I look it up in a dictionary, and I use my iPhone to go to dictionary.com, and there's a pronunciation guide for me, that helps me.
Okay.
Do you want to show me your chart paper?
Yeah.
Where is it?
That one.
I'll ask you to answer the same questions. What do good readers do?
A good reader makes connections, reflects on what they read. They're focused. They visualize as they read. They reread. They understand what they're reading. They always check for fluency.
What does that mean?
They check to make sure like all of it makes sense.
Okay.
They make inferences, they ask questions, they find the main idea, and they make predictions.
That's a lot more than what I said, isn't it? And what do you do when you get stuck when you're reading?
I normally like look it up in a dictionary, or I sound it out.
What else did your team come up with?
We reread it, use context clues for hints, skip and return, pause and ask questions, and look at the photographs, diagrams, tables, or charts.
Excellent. So what was this activity called that you did? Because I see chart paper all over the classroom. What were you doing?
Critical thinking.
Yeah?
That's
about
what
reading.
We called it. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot. What grade are you in?
I'm a good 7.
At what school?
Eastwood Public School.
What's the best school in the world?
Eastwood Public School.
Thanks, kiddo.